Hi, this is Annie and welcome to my Spoken Sunday. This is a first draft of my Fiction Friday from last week. Please excuse my terrible French. It's got a French title. La petite fée sourit. Tis pointed her foot and twisted it into an arc, up and down, up and down. Although glad she was a senior and able to wear that smart new uniform, she wasn't particularly enamoured with the workload it entailed. A tiny scuff in the carpet in the floor in front of her demanded her immediate attention, allowing her mind to block out the tirade of disappointment and empty threats the headmistress was currently dishing out. "And your excuse this time?" "Sorry, miss?" Tis bobbed her head upward and stared blankly. "Your excuse?" Tis ran through a ready list of excuses. Dog ate it? No, she'd used that last week. Eyebrows pinched and puckered across the wooden expanse of the headmistress's table. "Are you chewing gum?" No, miss. I cannot abide bad manners, not amongst my girls." Tis sniggered inwardly. The headmistress either called her class girls, pronounced G, the sound, or ladies, or something else that she wasn't quite sure what she was talking about. "Well then, speak up. I don't have all day." Twiddling her golden curls, Tis bit her lip. I left it in my other uniform and it got washed. No, it's made of an impervious material and the old battle axe would just have a go at me and maybe go and get it and prove it. Tis, eyes to the front and tell me where it is. Alien attack? Haven't used that for a while, but judging by the look on the headmistress's face, it might not go over that well. I put it in my shoe and it had a hole in it and it fell out? No, that won't explain the letter of a complaint. Tis brushed her uniform straight and smiled. I think I might try the empathy angle. Taking a breath, she looked at the narrowing eyes of the headmistress. "Well, miss, I know how busy you are and how everyone else is around here. I mean, you said yourself at assembly that you haven't had a day off for centuries." "Not quite that long, but go on." "Well, with all the extra legislation now, what with the paperwork and the health and safety checks on our wings, logbook checks, equality amongst pixie and elves, the weights not being standardised and the exchange rate going crazy because of the volatility of the market, I didn't pick up the tooth last night because I didn't want to add to your already heavy workload." Tis flickered a hopeful glance at the softening face in front of her and then continued, "I thought one less would give you that breather you were always after. I mean, you might even have time to skip out into the sunshine with the flower fairies." The headmistress's face froze and solidified into an impervious wall of granite. "You nearly had me until you mentioned those little ingrates." She clicked a pen. "Back to work, Tis. You have a double shift tonight and I'm very upset. You have a little girl who's beginning to doubt the existence of the tooth fairy. Her extra payment is coming out of your bonus." The headmistress began to scribble in an oversized book. Tis kicked the hole in front of her again with her satin slipper. "Well, what are you waiting for? Go and pick up that tooth." Hope you enjoyed that. And in case you didn't guess, the prompt was, why did the tooth fairy fail to show up last night? It was inspired actually by my daughter because Mother of the Year here failed. And a couple of weeks ago, I sent out a plea via Facebook for assistance to explain why the tooth fairy hadn't turned up. And I got such a variety of responses that I'd submit it as a prompt to write anything. And, I mean, the responses from everyone else has been fantastic. So if you get a chance, go over to Write Anything and check out everyone else's Friday fiction for this week. I will catch you next week. Bye.